Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the nondescript voice of your local announcer. Happy to be here talking about food and everything that goes with food here on the Food Show. It makes sense, doesn't it? Here we are and ready to go. And the definition of food around here is very simple. If it's something you'd like or hate, even for that matter, if you pick up something and you don't like the way it goes, you are more than welcome to come on in and tell us about it. And if you're looking to figure out a way to cook something at home that intrigues you, or maybe going to a restaurant that you have never been to before, one you'd like to try, wonder if anybody else knows about it, well, call us, because if I don't know, and if Marianne doesn't know, she's sitting right next to me, we can get it that way. But you never know when we have a program like this where people call in pretty much constantly and tell us what they think about the restaurants of the city and which ones they think might take care of what you are looking for. The number here is 260-6368, 260-6368. If you will but listen to this piece of paper on an oblong little tablet. Perhaps you can detect what you are looking for right here on the pages of this publication.
Again, we need a webcam. We need a webcam.
A webcam?
A webcam, yeah.
What would that be like, up in on the wall, and then it watches everything we do?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
So that I could see your tablet and my face whenever you say something.
A bunch of years ago, I was doing my program from, of all things, in Arizona, and we were doing it at a hotel there that was really good, and had a great time. And the reason I brought it up is why. Oh, yeah, they had the distinction of being the first place in America where they had over 100 degrees for that year. And I think we could top them lately.
I think we had 105 a couple of times this
week.
We
have. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at little red dots.
You
so
are?
Are we blowing out the
red dots?
The system there?
Where do you see them?
On your vector.
On the vector?
Yeah.
Oh, like these?
Yeah.
Well, I can explain that to you.
When you're
talking about it, you want it when my speech level is up, you know, fairly high.
Many shows.
And
spend the first 10 minutes of the show getting their mics right. Probably not.
I don't know.
260-6368 is the number. We are anxiously awaiting your call.
We are?
We would absolutely
your call.
Love to hear from you about whatever it is that you would like to talk about.
Mm-hmm. You've been asked to get closer to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, in that case, then let me just adjust this.
Okay.
There we go. That should be
Better.
Is that better, Ron?
Is it get
a little bit more?
Give him a little bit more.
More? Okay. All right. See, we're good. This is fascinating, isn't it, folks? Fascinating.
It's you know, we've been using this this piece of equipment since I bought it incredibly long.
That had to be like 25 years ago.
At least that long.
Yeah,
and it has given me very good service. But every now and then something comes along where I think it should be one way and you think it should be another way. And then we have to go find somebody to moderate over it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we don't have a moderator today.
Yeah.
So we can just like keep on going. And since the boss over there at the...
You know what, Tom?
What?
I am stricken with terror. Stricken
why?
With terror.
And why would that be?
Because I just looked at your almanac.
Yeah.
And we already use this for another day.
We did?
Yes. So we're just going to depend on callers to direct us today. Unless, of course, oh, I know what I want to talk about.
But what was it that you... That...
Like today is actually National Barbecue Shrimp Day. We did this the other day, but the day on it now is the 12th.
Oh.
Anyway, you had a someone emailed us about, I guess, the Brooklyn Pizza article that was in the newsletter the other day.
Yeah.
And the person was asking about the deli. Does anybody remember the deli?
I remember it.
Over there on, is it Felicity and St. Charles? Like a half, a quarter block behind. It's behind that big.
More like about three or four blocks.
No.
It was not, believe me.
Directly behind. Okay. Well,
yeah, it was 1070 St. Charles Avenue.
No, it wasn't St. Charles.
Well, that's where it was. And let me tell you how I know. For a long time, I was a member of a newspaper, a weekly newspaper called Figaro.
You were the editor of it.
I was the editor at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I worked in there for a long, long time. And we would, when we were pulling the magazine together, we would inevitably walk down the street to the deli and come back with a bunch of pizzas and other things that they had.
Uh-huh.
And we'd all eat them together because they lent themselves to that. And I'm telling you, that's where it was, and that's was the story behind it.
Now, I was under the impression that right now, if you were to picture the corner of Felicity and St. Charles, on one corner would be the avenue, the St. Charles Avenue pub or something, and then across Felicity from that place is Voodoo Barbecue. And then directly across St. Charles from Voodoo Barbecue is an empty lot. And I always thought that my recollection is that the deli was pretty much behind that empty lot on Felicity.
No. No, it was right there. And
okay.
And anyway, that's the story.
This was the custom version of what later became... the Pizza Hut, maybe? Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas?
Pizza Hut started out as a national chain.
Talk about a little alliteration there. The Pizza Hut personal pan pizza. Of course, it's a national chain. But but what I'm saying is that when the kids were growing up, we used to swing in and get a personal pan pizza a lot of times. But the deli predates that.
That may well be true.
What was the deli? It was like in the 70s, wasn't it?
The Figaro opened up shop in 1972, to be exact.
Okay, so the 70s. And I think the deli was gone by like 1991 or 2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it only lasted about 20 years.
Yeah, what had happened is that the building where the Figaro was on and everything else we have discussed was and has been for a long time gone.
I mean, that just explains and verifies what I just said, which is
I'm glad
that empty space on the corner of Felicity and St. Charles
Facility
that
Street is
vacant,
a lot of
vacant included the property that was the deli.
I don't think so, but gosh, what's the point?
Well, now I'm curious. what else do we have to do? We're just sitting here.
Do you hear the phone ringing?
No, that's not the phone.
That's not the phone? What? Sure it sounded like the phone.
That's my belt buckle.
Oh, you have a belt buckle that goes like
anyway, 260-6368 is the number. You just never know what's going to come out of our mouths. And we're talking about the deli, or we're trying to talk about the deli, because I know a lot of people in this town have a lot of memories of the deli.
Yeah.
What
you
else
either
did,
loved
what
it or
deli,
you hated it.
What else did the deli have? Did anybody hate the deli?
They did
it was
indeed.
It was almost like a cult religion. If you hated the deli, that was blasphemy.
Yeah. A lot of the people who worked in that neighborhood, including most of the management people at Figaro, had come up from the Northeast, from New England.
Uh-huh.
And they had different points of view on such things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that kind of pasta, excuse me, not pasta, pizza that they did, it was about 2.5-3 inches thick. It was more of a soup.
Tall.
It was very tall, and there was very uh-huh. much of it. And they uh-huh. served it by the square, not by the
No, they circle. Didn't. They served a little pan pizza. It was a little round thing.
Well, the ones we used to get were squared.
Really?
Yeah, but like that.
Square pizza.
Squared pizza. And
maybe so. I don't know.
The whole building is gone. They got torn down when the K&B building went up. And also the interstate was expanded, too. That's another thing that knocked it down. It's 1070. I'm almost positive of that. 1070 St.
Okay,
Charles
Avenue. Then you know what? Maybe uh-huh. we're talking about
Mars.
A place that moved. Is it possible that the deli started in that space that you're talking about? Because I would be willing to stake my massive fortune on the fact that the deli was on Felicity.
I do not. As a matter of fact,
I was expecting to knock you out of your chair with the massive fortune.
Mm. I have seen it in action, and I know more than I want to know.
Okay, so help us out here, because now I'm just really curious.
All right, let me give you another piece of evidence.
What's that?
Okay, true or false? Was Felicity Street? Well, that's a little joke thing. Did Felicity Street? Was it covered with tar?
Wait, you know what? Wait. Hold on a second. I don't know that we're talking about Felicity. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. You know what? I'm wrong already. What is the? It's is that MLK?
No.
I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the old Irish pub?
Yes.
Where the guy, what was his name? Matt. He's moved back to Ireland. He was married to a New Orleanian.
Yeah.
And he moved back to Ireland, and they literally live in Dublin now.
Yeah, that's
the
right. He's from Dublin.
She's not, though. She's from here.
No,
and
that's right.
And they moved to Dublin years
right.
ago.
Yes.
And for a while there, he was living in Dublin and operating the, what was it?
It was something, the Irish Cafe or something like that. I mean, it was that basic.
Irish House, maybe? Irish House?
I think it was Irish House. Irish
Pub. Anyway,
it
was catacorner to Voodoo. Now, what street is that? Is that MLK?
The Voodoo Barbecue Place.
Yeah. It was catacorner to that. What street is that? Is that MLK?
No, it is until you get to St. Charles Avenue, and then it becomes Melpomene.
Melpomene. Okay.
Or as we said, in those of us who...
I am incorrect.
Melpomene.
Felicity, it wasn't Felicity. It was Melpomene.
Or Melpomene.
Okay.
Either one.
Whoops. So scratch everything I just said. I'm completely debunking my credibility here by saying I was incorrect. It is not Felicity, but it was the corner of St. Charles and Melpomene. And in that empty lot on the corner of Melpomene and St. Charles, right what would have been like half a block off of St. Charles on Melpomene is where the deli was. Now,
you were not far from it there. You're close.
Do you have your old paper publications of No Menu? Because
I know
it's probably in there. It's probably an ad for it or something. Was there?
An ad for it?
Did you ever discuss it? Because, I mean, we could look this up. It's hard to look up something that doesn't exist anymore. You know, like you can't just go to Yelp and see where it is. And I'm absolutely gobsmacked that no one has called us about the deli.
I've gotten more than a few.
Not even Gregory. Gregory, how
well,
can you
it,
forsake
it, but it was one of those things.
Way?
If you didn't, there were hairdressers there in that block. There was the Delmonico restaurant, which was good. The old Delmonico restaurant. That was really good. And I did the biggest dinner I've ever done in my life, 12 courses.
The old Delmonico.
The old Delmonico.
Are those ladies still around?
One of them has passed away. The other one
is still alive. She can't still be around.
No, not usually,
she
but...
cannot still. Because Tom,
yeah,
she would be like 105.
She would be, and she would still be there. I can't remember
Rose
which
Dietrich
is...
Rose Dietrich or Andy, which one? And Angie or Rose Dietrich?
There was Angie.
Does anybody know if Angie and Rose Dietrich have both passed away, or if one of them remains? Because if one of them remains, she's past 100 years old.
She lived on longer than usual, but I'll tell you this. If she was or whether she wasn't, she was an absolutely delightful person, and I always
angelic lady.
Just wonderful. Angelic.
Somebody we know knew them. Maybe it's somebody I'm related to. I'm not sure. But somebody that I have a personal connection to the Dietrich ladies, and I do not remember what it is. But anyway, it's been a while since we talked about it. But I remember when you did that dinner, which was in the early 90s, and I remember it. I mean, it's like I can picture it in my mind right now. This was right before Emeril took over. So let's see.
Yeah, a little
Emeril,
more.
All right. So let's put this together. Emeril started Emeril's. Tom, you're antsy. Whenever I see you and you're just like waiting for me to shut up to say something with some book in your hand,
okay,
go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Delmonico hasn't changed very much in the past few decades. Its premises and menu allow one to eat as one did in the 50s and 60s. This is all honest. The restaurant has been around since the turn of the century. Rose Dietrich and Angie Brown. Angie Brown is the one who is still alive, I think. I'm pretty sure. If anybody knows the answer to that, you would not be invading their privacy, because I can tell you everybody who knew Miss Angie loved her from every direction,
okay, so
and anybody
Rose,
who might like
it. It was Rose that my family
Rose
knew.
Rose Dietrich and Angie Brown, and they were sisters.
All right, well, I know that, but what was their maiden name, Brown or Dietrich, or are those both married names? What was their original maiden name?
I think, I don't know.
Okay.
No. They were daughters of the founder
who
founded it in the 1800s.
What's his name?
I'm sorry, Dietrich. That's where the Dietrich
came in. Okay, so, all right. So he's Dietrich. Okay.
The gleaming facade of Delmonico is deceptive. There is nothing funny about the dining room, or nothing fancy, excuse me, food or service, all of which are comfortable in a neighborhood restaurant kind of way. At dinner, four substantial courses run you between $12.50 and $19. Not bad.
It's a pity that they're... You look up the deli while you got that open, because the address would be on there.
Right.
It's a pity that there wasn't any successor to that restaurant. I mean, I'm sure that... There were family members, but no one, I guess, that wanted to take it over, because... Because it's not the same restaurant. I mean, Emeril's Delmonico, and I'm glad I'm glad he kept the name at least.
I'm really
glad he kept the name.
He had a real sensitivity.
That was part of the deal, but it's a pity that Delmonico, in its original state, being as old as it was, that it had to go away like that. Anyway. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat, we would love to chat with you. We want to talk about the deli, and now we're talking about the Dietrich sisters.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's got to be a niece or a nephew
or a
grandchild or something, or somebody that knows some of them would know what happened with Miss Rose, because she was just the loveliest. But
you know,
put a time frame on it. Go ahead. What?
I have an idea of how to find this out, because I've run into Miss Angie for, I'd say, like 3 or 4 times over the years over at the Peppermill. She and her friends were always in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know who might know the answer to that then?
The guys.
Cammy over at the Peppermill. Cammy, if you're listening by any chance, give us a call, 260-6368. We would like to know about Miss Angie. Anyway, Tom, the Emeril's came about in 1990. We know that for a fact, because Jude was not even a year old yet, and he came with us to that dinner. So Emeril started in 90. So after that, did he buy Spunto and make it Nola? Because I think Delmonico was not his second one, was it? Or was
Wait a minute. Well, who are you talking
about? We're
talking
about now?
Emeril
now. Oh, Emeril. We're tracing this back because Miss Rose and Angie sold to Emeril sometime in the early 90s.
1995.
Was it 1995?
1995.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you doing those charity dinners that early?
That was the first one.
I know it was the first one, but I thought it was a little bit later than that. Really?
Could be, because I wound up doing it every year for quite a few years.
Yeah, so they sold it to Emeril in 1995.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Emeril had a great sense of sensitivity.
Yeah, I remember when that whole thing transpired and all of that was going down of what was being kept and what was and I know that the sisters felt very good about everything.
I know. Hello there. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about the food scene in our city. And sometimes we go a little overboard, me and just about anybody else who calls us, as well as the people who are guests on the program. And we get going in something, and sometimes we can't let it go. But that's what we just finished doing with a few restaurants around town. That's fine with me, though. And if you have anything that you recall, and it's a very fond recall when you think about it, call us up and tell us about it. We have a lot of folks who would be interested in hearing such things. And we're not just talking about people who are old enough to remember all of that, but people who are fascinated by the history of everything in New Orleans. I mean, there's so much of it to be had.
So true. 260-6368 is the number.
Yeah.
We, let's see, have not had any really fascinating dinners or meals out.
We haven't?
No, we didn't go anywhere.
No wonder
last
I couldn't
night.
Think of anything.
And we went to Coretta today, so there's not really much to talk about with that either. Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh.
No, I had another one.
What's that?
I was in the course of working on it when you called in, but it involves a couple of chefs who are married to one another, who I have known for years and years and years. They worked. They had a restaurant of their own in One Shell Square for a while, and they had a restaurant. I think for a while they were working with Willie Cohn somewhere. I don't know why.
I hope Willie Cohn will come to the Middendorf Eat Club because he goes into the Slidell restaurant of Middendorf's and visits. So does Carmelo. So hopefully one or two of those guys will show up for that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's so many of them out there. They're worth revisiting. And give us a call. I mean, even if you think, oh, well, who would care about this? Believe me, when we start talking about nostalgia for the restaurant people especially, but the whole city really, they just keep coming in. So we'd love to hear from you, in fact, if you've been anyplace good lately.
We were talking about tacos at lunch today.
Yeah?
And the origin of the Taco Tuesday thing.
Yeah, this is the biggest work that we did while we were having breakfast today, was determine, Monday obviously is Red Beans Day.
Yes.
And then Tuesday
is now Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I mean, that's not just in New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans has the Monday red bean thing, and that's kind of a, one shot place. I mean, you only get Monday red beans and rice in New Orleans.
Right. What's Tuesday?
But Tuesday, Taco Tuesday is kind of an everywhere place.
But kind of new, isn't it?
Mexican. Well, I mean, no, actually not. Like 25 years going. I mean, we haven't really had a strong presence of Mexican cuisine in this area until what, post Katrina, right? When all the crews came in, started working.
Made
that's
an
when
impact.
We got some really authentic Mexican restaurants.
Yeah,
I mean, the taco trucks. Gosh, this seems like a long, long time ago, and it is. It's 14 years.
God bless us. We're still here.
It's 14 years, but I remember, and I wasn't even here all that much the year or so after Katrina, but I do remember you talking about how the Mexican food dynamic in New Orleans had changed as a result of Katrina, and that there were so many people who were Hispanic who were here working on rebuilding the city that taco trucks started turning up all over the city. And these were authentic, real
whatever that
Mexican
is.
Food. No, not the Tex-Mex, American Mex stuff. This is real, authentic Mexican food that has also changed the dynamic of the Mexican restaurant scene across the city.
Yep.
Those places then moved to a brick and mortar and forced us, I think,
and then become
to
a chain.
Step up our game locally in the Mexican food world. Anyway.
It's the food show, and we'd love to hear from you, especially if it's about something new you're looking for.
It's about food. We'd love
and about
to
food
hear
and
from you.
About cooking, wine, the whole range of it, and how you like it lately. So let's see. We moved on to taco.
We moved on, and then we'll move on
and then
some more.
Wednesday. And what's Wednesday? I think Wednesday is soup.
I think there is a Wednesday thing. Well, you said there's a steak Thursday.
Captain Kangaroo said that Wednesday was for soup. So should we turn that into turtle soup or gumbo or just vegetable soup or anything at all? Should we ignore it forever?
Soups.
Soups. Wrong time of year for soups.
Well, okay. Now,
and then, let's see, there was one
other. There's a lot of gumbo being eaten right now.
That's true.
There's gumbo being eaten year-round here.
There is a Thursday.
Yeah, you were talking about Steak Thursdays.
Steak Thursday,
I know that
right.
Porter and Luke has a Steak Thursday.
Yeah.
Or they did. But they're coming back, so we'll ask them about that.
And here they come.
And then Fridays are good happy hour days. Love happy hours. Never go to them anymore, but I do love them.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number if you would like to jump in on any of these topics or anything having to do with food. We would love to have you do that. Currently on the buffet, we'll call it. Actually, today it might be a buffet because we're getting absolutely no traction at all on it. But we were talking about Miss Rose and Miss Angie. Does anyone know? You know, we lost track of Miss Angie. I am assuming both of these ladies have passed on.
I know one for certain, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, I actually know someone who knows or knew Miss Rose, and I'm trying to think of who it is, but it's like a family member. The origin of Emeril's Delmonico, what year was that? Anything at all that you remember about the deli? And there should be a lot of memories about the deli out there.
Well, sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't.
Yeah, and we're talking about Taco Tuesdays, et cetera, et cetera. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
One thing that, for some reason, has been on my mind the last couple of days, and I can't tell you why, whether it's something okay? And that is because we're about to get more of it, beignets.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, everybody who ever lived any length of time in New Orleans knows or thinks he or she knows exactly how beignets should be and where they should be bought and how many you should eat and all of that, but that seems to be in flux right now too. And the two traditional beignet places are still there and pretty much what it was, but now a lot of operators of beignet places have decided to just say, well, you know, there's no reason in the world why the only two places that can do beignets are the two places in the French Market, because one of them ain't even there anymore. So not in that place anyhow. And yet we have a change in that, and that's the coffee pot. The coffee pot was a long running since the 1940s. and all the way down. And then we, where were we? What was I in the middle of?
We were talking about the coffee pot.
The coffee pot.
The coffee pot is coming
back. The coffee pot is going to have a celebration on the 18th. That's next, about a week from now.
Is it?
Yeah, at okay. 8, at 9 in the morning, and I was invited to attend as a visitor.
Ribbon cutter. A ribbon cutter.
Well, I don't know the way it was. The way it was written.
I think you were invited to watch.
I'm going to go anyway because I used to eat at the coffee pot all the time.
Okay.
Did you ever go to the coffee pot much?
You asked me this the other day. Yes, I did.
Okay,
go
then
once or
forget
twice
about
with
it.
You. Once or
yeah.
Twice with you. The previous owner, before the switchover.
Yeah.
Is a very nice guy, nice young man. And he is now up in Covington behind the highway. Actually, he's between Lee Road and 190 in a teeny tiny little space that is right next to a playground. And it is a vegan and gluten-free cafe.
Huh.
Talk about a switch, huh?
Boy, I can't place exactly where you're talking about. But
it's a tiny little space that used to be a catering facility, and so now he's got a sit-down restaurant there, and it's gluten-free. He's got a gluten-free sensitivity. He's got a gluten sensitivity, and so it's gluten-free and vegan.
Yeah. Okay.
So. There's a lot of people looking for that out there right now. If you live on the North Shore, you might want to check that out.
I didn't know that he had gone on there because
it's fairly new. It's in the last couple of months.
Yeah, but he stayed there longer than I was expecting.
Oh, the coffee
pot. Yeah.
Well, you know what? He was
nice guy.
A very nice guy.
Yeah.
Dustin Palmisano is his name, and I believe Palmisano is the name of his business over on the North Shore.
Hmm.
But he was a long-time waiter there. I mean, he really knew the coffee pot business. So, you know, basically he just kept it going.
You never knew who you would run into in that place, the coffee pot. I know because I was one of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of why that ended. I think it was that somebody just made him a good offer.
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was worth a pretty good piece of change because that's a really great location.
What do they say? Everything is for sale if you offer the right price or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah.
I guess that's probably true. Do we have to take a break, Ron?
I don't know. We do.
260-6368 is the number. You are listening to WWL 105.3 FM, one of those adorable magazines, and that will give us a clue as to what time of the century Delmonico has gone, because at this time
it's still there.
Well, Emeril's Delmonico is, but this one on this magazine here, it was the Rose and Angie Dietrich Delmonico, and I don't know the date on here, but if you can ascertain the date, you can probably figure out that they lasted at least to that point. There's an ad in here for Christians, too. 260-6368. We're talking about nothing as usual, but, you know, food related.
Yeah.
I am absolutely amazed that no one has called about the deli.
I think it's one that was kind of a hidden place, really.
I think people loved the deli.
You're the ones that did. But there were a lot of
you're
people.
You're thinking it wasn't a very common knowledge kind of place?
I don't think it was. It was not. It didn't have the high profile than you might expect.
It was packed all the time, Tom.
Sometimes it was and sometimes it wasn't. But it was. When it lasted, it was really good if you like really deep dish pizza.
Well, I actually don't like really deep
me
dish
neither.
Pizza, but I did like the deli, or maybe it was one of those things where, first of all, I did not know you then.
The first
so you
item,
hadn't educated me.
Oh, gosh, I bet you that worked like a dream.
No, I mean, I've had, being with you for 30 years has been an extreme education in culinary matters.
I've learned a few things myself. It's maybe, the food show.
Maybe we can get some calls on that. What has Tom learned being married? I think we'd not want to hear that.
Can I back up? And because I really have been thinking about doing this, and here we are, the opportunity. Beignets.
Wait, before you jump into that, okay. I have a finishing thought on that.
Oh?
What we know that even after 30 years, you will be the first to admit that you still don't know what women want.
Oh, I don't think any guy. If you are a male animal, I mean, just a person of the male persuasion, call me up and tell me that you understand women. My long kept line
suffering
is
wife. Oh, God,
this,
no
this
way.
Only two things I've ever known about.
Yes.
Two things I've ever learned about anything. And I can't remember what the other one was. No wonder I ticked them off so much.
There were two things, and yeah. Both of them make me clench my teeth. You've never learned, A, how to make money, and
yeah,
B, what
right. yeah.
women like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you a clue. Those are related.
That's very funny. That's really good. That, too, I will.
Too late for you, though, Tom. 260-6368 is the number. We're, you know, chatting about nothing at all, as usual.
Well, anyway, so getting back to beignets, when's the last time
beignets,
you had a beignet?
Yes.
Do you,
me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, a beignet.
I don't know.
You don't like beignets?
1993.
That's how long it's been since you last had one.
Yes.
Now, here's
something.
I
mean, I don't know exactly, but I never eat
this crosses my mind. Over at whatever beignet frying apparatus you might have, I have a funny feeling that whenever you have a beignet, you will also be taking in.
Are we talking about only sweet beignets? Because I do
no, that's
like,
a whole different deal.
I do
deal.
Like savory beignets.
Oh, me too.
I mean, think about the savory beignet world. You
mm-hmm.
could put a mushroom cream sauce in a savory
yeah.
beignet.
In all over
you
France, they love it that way.
Crab meat in a again cream sauce in a savory beignet.
Yep, you can
sausage
do it all.
Sausage in a savory beignet. I mean, I do dig. Those things, savory beignets.
Everybody must be really working hard today and getting a lot of work done.
Why is that?
Because they're not here shooting the breeze with us.
You know, I'm actually,
but that's okay.
It's like, you know what? We got spoiled. Thanks for spoiling us, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to
we
the point
you.
Where we were enjoying this camaraderie every day and getting a lot of phone calls.
Oh, it's a one shot.
Now everyone is just, you know, gone away.
Well, I remember what it was.
We've become boring.
Beignets and charbroiled oysters. Those are the two things which New Orleans could not get without. I completely
not
screwed up that
not
sentence.
Not together, though, right?
Not. Oh, no, I don't think that beignets good. And what was the other
I'm
thing?
I'm glad to hear about that. No.
On the, yeah, that's the watch your Dutch.
You know, Tom is very excited to be having his email up. He's become really enamored of his email lately. And so now, instead of something interesting on the screen in front of us, we have Tom's email. But I am kind of interested in your email.
Yeah.
Because there are a few things that I would talk about here.
All right,
and
let's go.
The reason we're talking about beignets is that you have the ribbon cutting for the Café Beignet opening next week. But also, yesterday we talked about this just a little bit, the Sunday brunch at Le Pavillon, which is coming back.
Mm.
And
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
And
well, I think it's a buffet, isn't it?
It is.
I know it was a famous buffet.
Yeah,
back in the day.
I got an email and they made that very clear that it was a buffet. As a matter of fact, look, here it is.
That is a lovely room.
Can I click on this?
Of course
or?
You can. I wish you would.
Okay, let's see what we've come up with.
It's
Sunday brunch, Le Pavillon, Hotel Bijou. That's the name of the place.
Well, it's not the hotel. It's the restaurant.
Bijou, yeah, I know. I
in
know.
The Le
yeah.
Pavillon.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you click on that, we can see what's in it. Like, click here, right there.
Yeah, glamorous and grand. I mean, grand.
Well, it is.
Le Pavillon Hotel Signature. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was. And they had a lot of great stuff there. And you see, that was in my day when I would really, really dig buffets. You had a very exclusive kind of buffet for me to eat it now because, Tom, you've made me much more of a snob.
I think so.
A snob.
We have somebody on hold here.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
What?
The microphone just blew off of the back of my head. Michelle is here. And Michelle, are you the Michelle that I know from a long time ago?
No, Tom, it's not that one.
Oh, well. Well, if so, I always use your name as a
marker of some sort. Markers. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I assume you're calling to
there?
Talk.
Yeah, here, just hit it.
Yes.
Well, it happens sometimes. Please, what's up?
What did
you have for
back
lunch today?
Uh-huh.
Driving back from Mississippi.
You're from back from Mississippi.
She's I was driving. On Highway 43. And they
Highway
have a
what?
Little 43.
Yeah.
43 South.
What?
They have a little grocery store called Bartonberry.
Okay.
And they have homemade sausage. They have beer sausage. They have all these great vegetables, frozen, fresh vegetables from up in the country, frozen.
Where is this exactly?
Tell you about it.
Where is it?
On Highway 43 in Mississippi, I guess. Is it Mississippi Highway 43 or Louisiana? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the nearest town of any size?
Carrier.
Carrier, that's right. That's how everybody pronounces it around there.
Yeah, apparently you have to have lessons if you move there on how to pronounce it. And the people who live there pronounce it Carrier. But that's not far from Slidell. That's not very far.
Not really. No, not too bad.
No.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip.
I don't think she finished saying what she's saying, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk to you about my Instapot. I bought an Instapot. Have you used one yet?
Instapot.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. What is it?
It's a pressure cooker pot.
Oh.
Salty with slow cooker. You can brown the meat before you turn it on.
Uh-huh.
It cooks a stuffed artichoke in 10 minutes.
Now you're talking my language.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew you would buy one just for that.
You're right. I would.
I stuffed a raw artichoke. Drizzled it with olive oil, put three in my Instapot, and 12 minutes later they were ready.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
amazing.
Where'd you get this?
You can get them everywhere. Walmart has them. Williams-Sonoma has them.
You know what?
I can't believe you haven't heard about them.
Before you, we never cook. We never cook.
Well, this is not like cooking. I mean, it's like instant.
I love it. Instant pot. Okay, you know what? Before you said the magic word, stuffed artichoke, I was going to say that's something really interesting to talk about. How much gadgetry do you have in your kitchen, and how much do you use said gadget after the first couple of weeks or months?
Well, we'll
soon
learn.
But now that
learn.
You said stuffed artichoke, I'm going to go buy one right after the
there
show.
There you go. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for sharing that with us today, and it was great hearing from you. And what I've always noticed is that whenever anybody calls me...
Thank you for calling, Michelle. I don't know why you're getting rushed off, but anyway,
because
go ahead.
The news is next in just...
Get 5 minutes for the news.
And our producer back in the studio told me to break about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, so we have another
and
break.
And we'll be back with more of the food... Welcome back. You have somehow entered the world of the food show. And here we are talking about food, about restaurants, cooking, wine, and anything that's delicious to you. And something we always talk about, well, I don't know about always, but often, is when somebody is looking for a dish that he or she would really love to have cooked up for him or her, or would like to just start from scratch and do it yourself, or go to a restaurant that does a really good job of it. All of that is of importance to people who like to dine and get all of the great benefits of dining, and they are. What I love about dining out is that you go out. Second thing is you're with friends. And thirdly, you get to try new flavors. Of everything is meant by a flavor. 260-6368 is our telephone number. And we could sure have a lot of fun talking to you on the phone today. Why don't you give us a minute or two and tell us what you had for lunch today, what you have thinking, what you're thinking about for the rest of the week. Not a lot left.
I'm thinking about stuffed artichokes, man.
Stuffed artichokes. And
love
also,
stuffed
of course.
Artichokes. Hard to find a good one, though. We'll talk about that some more after the top of the hour.
Yeah,
right?
Or anything else.
Well. Yes. Check nomenu.com if you are interested in an eat club. We've been asked about eat clubs so much. And finally, we are getting back to doing them. We're begging Pascal's Manali to do one.
Oh, if that one goes, and I think it will at some point, that will be a big, fast seller.
That's like a total eclipse of everything. Planets aligning, for sure. But we do have one coming up at Middendorf's. Look into nomenu.com. It is the cover story today and how you can sign up for that. It's going to be a great event on September 26th. We will be back after the top of the hour news. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM, HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.